silencing. When he was certain that his father was out of earshot, Skye moved over to the guard who had been stationed in the bay. "What's going on, Constanza?" She flipped up the monocle. "What makes you think I'm about to tell you, if your father didn't?" "I don't know. A wild shot in the dark along the lines of us both having been friends at one point, I suppose." He had known it was her the instant the train had arrived. Given the apparent severity of the situation, it had been certain that she would be amongst the squad. "I'm sorry," Constanza said. "It's just that we're all a tiny bit edgy, understand?" "Of course." He studied her face, as beautiful and fierce as ever, wondering how it would feel to trace the line of her jaw. "I heard it was about one of the passengers waking up too early. Is that true?" "More or less," she said, as if through gritted teeth. "And for that you need more firepower than I've ever seen before on the ship? More than I ever knew existed?" "Your father determines how we handle individual incidents, not me." "But he must have said something. What is it about this one passenger?" "Look, I don't know, all right. Just that whatever it is, it isn't supposed to happen. The Momios aren't meant to wake up early. That just isn't possible, unless someone programmed their sleeper berth to make it happen, and no one would have done that unless they had a good reason. I still don't understand why anyone would want to wake up early." "To sabotage the mission, of course." She lowered her voice now, and clicked her fingernails against the gun, edgily. "A single sleeper placed aboard, not as a passenger, but as a time bomb. A volunteer on a suicide mission, say. A criminal or someone else with nothing to lose. Someone angry enough to want to kill us all. It wasn't easy to get a slot on the flotilla when we left Sol, remember? The Confederacion made as many enemies as friends when it built the fleet. It wouldn't be difficult to find someone willing to die if it allowed them to punish us." "It would be difficult to do, though. Only if you forgot to bribe the right people." "I suppose you're right. When you say time bomb, you're not talking literally, are you?" "No, but now that you mention it, it isn't such an absurd idea. What if they, whoever they were, managed to plant a saboteur aboard every ship? Maybe the one aboard the Islamabad was just the first to wake, and they wouldn't have had any warning." "Maybe a warning wouldn't have helped them much in that case." She clenched her teeth. "I guess we're about to find out. On the other hand, it could just be a malfunctioning sleeper berth." That was when the first gunshots were heard. Whatever was happening was taking place tens of meters beneath the loading bay, but the shots still sounded fearsomely loud. There were shouts as well. He thought he heard his father, but it was difficult to tell. The acoustics lent a metallic quality to the voices, rendering the words indistinct and blurring the differences in timbre. "Shit," Constanza said. For a moment she froze. Then she was making for the access well. She turned and flashed wild eyes at him. "You stay here, Skye." "I'm coming with you. That's my father down there." The shots had ceased, but there was still a lot of noise, voices mainly, raised to the point of hysteria, and what sounded like things being thrown around. Constanza checked her gun again and then stowed it over her shoulder. She walked towards the access well, preparing to lever herself into its laddered, echoing depths. "Constanza!" He grabbed her gun and wrestled it from her shoulder before she had time to act. Constanza turned round in fury, but he was already easing past her, not exactly pointing the gun at her, but not exactly pointing it away from her either. He had no idea how to use it, but he must have looked sufficiently purposeful. Constanza backed off now, her eyes flicking to the gun. It was still tethered to her helmet by the black flecks, which was now stretched to its limit. "Give me the headgear," Skye said, nodding towards her. "You'll be in deep shit for this," she said. "What, going after my father when he's in danger? I don't think so. A mild reprimand at the very worst, I think." He nodded again. "The helmet, Constanza."